Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a five-minute commentary on living.
Harold Toler was working alone one Friday morning at a popular, rather swinging dinner spot, which featured salad selections and a large bathtub filled with ice. She heard the doorbell ring and went to see who was there. Recognizing one of the regular janitors, she opened the door. Carol tells about it, saying, "I unlocked the door and started back to my office, noticing out of the corner of my eye that he was following me. Suddenly, he ordered me to open the company safe. Fear gripped me," says Carol, adding, "and for the first time in years, I began to pray desperately." Suddenly, Carol had a gnawing fear in the pit of her stomach. "I'm going to be assaulted," she thought. She was right. But the nightmare had only begun. After she was assaulted, the janitor pointed a gun at her head and pulled the trigger twice. She says, "I was immediately faced with death and I knew I was not ready." Still conscious, she crawled to a phone to summon help. And then to her horror, the assailant turned back and fired three more slugs into her head. At that point, Carol says, "I still held on to hope of surviving." Carol did survive against almost unbelievable odds. Doctors removed four of the five bullets lodged in her brain, three on one side, one on the other. Her doctors call her recovery a medical miracle, but she knows who is really responsible for the real miracle. When she recovered, she enrolled in Bible school, preparing to live the rest of her life far differently than she would have if she had not faced death with the uncertain prospect of what lay 5 minutes into eternity. You know, nobody thinks much about life after death as long as things are going well this side of eternity. But Carol learned in an instant that the time to be ready to die is before you face that prospect, not as you stare death in the face. Dan Plies, a hospital chaplain, says that every person should face the issue of every eventuality before he faces the hospital. Is that really possible? Is it possible that you can be sure about what would happen in the event that the janitor who went crazy pulled the trigger and you find yourself knocking on the door of God's heaven? A lot of people think that if you just do your best, if you pay your debts, if you're kind to old ladies and you don't kick the dog, if you give a little bit here and there, and when you knock on heaven's gate then, they'll immediately recognize you and say, "Hey, come right in." Don't count on it. The world's foremost authority on situations, as I've just described, Jesus Christ said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." The words were directed to a man who was a good person. He had all the qualifications of being voted a super dad, but Jesus left him on the outside looking in, unless he was born again. Jesus said that if you have eternal life, you need to be born twice, natural birth and then supernatural birth. The Bible calls it born again. Sounds a little spooky, you may be thinking. Not really. Spiritual rebirth comes as the result of inviting Jesus Christ into your life as a living person and as your Savior. The Bible says so simply, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, and that has your name attached to it, whoever believes on him should not perish but have everlasting life." Can a person know that he is born again? How? What do you do to make sure? That's the theme of our next Guidelines commentary.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a five-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.